Well, Merry Christmas. The thing about a perfect gift is that it always comes at a perfect time. And this is why we often ask, don't we, when attempting to discover a Christmas gift for someone, we ask, what do you currently need or want? Because we know that people's needs can change. Well, let me tell you about a time when I received a perfectly timed gift. Back in 2015, my family was on this bucket list trip from Darwin to Broome. It was the perfect time for it, during dry season, mid-year holidays. But after nearly 2 days of driving, tragedy struck our merry band, two adults, two kids. We broke down in over 35-degree heat, 150 kilometres from nowhere. We had to call a tow truck for our Land Cruiser and caravan, and the tow truck dropped us off at a caravan park in Fitzroy Crossing. Our chosen site at the caravan park was the one with all the other long-term occupants who, as we soon discovered, were also broken down, waiting for the spare parts to come in. So the guy next to us was 6 weeks still waiting for a gear to come in for their Mazda. And on the other side to us, another couple were already a few weeks in waiting for their car part. We visited the mechanic the next day, kind of dreading what was wrong with our car. Well, he had bad news. Our harmonic balancer was damaged, a rather critical part of the engine that absorbs unwanted vibrations. We didn't even know it existed. But to replace this, you need a part made for the right year and the model of car, right? It's got to be the right thing. No mechanic keeps that kind of specific part on hand, especially not for a 15-year-old four-wheel drive. So this kind of part was likely, this is going to take months to arrive. You can imagine what was going through our minds. What are we going to do now? I need to go back to work. What are we going to do with the caravan? But the mechanic, he had this sly smile on his face. Without a word, he led us to the back of his workshop, to one of his almost bare shelves. He picked up the part off the shelf, and we looked at him with blank faces because we didn't know what this thing was. He said it was a miracle. He had the exact harmonic balancer for our four-wheel drive, one that perfectly matched our car's model and year. Well, we were flooded with relief. As it turned out, we were back on the road in only a few days time, not a few months, much to the surprise and envy of our neighbours at the caravan park. But what was broken was fixed. It wasn't Christmas, but it was the perfectly timed gift. If someone had given me a harmonic balancer a month before, right, it would have been a poor gift. Or even a month after my car was fixed, well, that would have been nice, but not needed. No, what made the harmonic balancer a perfect gift was its impeccable timing. At just the right time of need, we were sent a mechanic who had just the right part we needed to get back on the road to enjoy the rest of our holidays. And God bless the mechanic, because he himself was so blown away at God's timing and provision, and we said we'd prayed for this, that he gifted us that part for free. Well, of course, that made the budget-conscious parents very happy. Now, what has all this got to do with our Christmas Day readings? Well, I want to put it to you today that Jesus coming to earth was a perfectly timed gift for you. And indeed, the message I have for you this morning is perfectly timed, if you are ready to hear it. The Apostle Paul knew Jesus coming to earth was perfect. He writes in Galatians 4:4, But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. So Paul is using the illustration of a child heir who comes into his full inheritance at the appointed time by the Father. God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. This is Jesus Paul is writing about. For what purpose did Jesus come to earth? Well, for two purposes. First, for redeeming those under the law. Now, sometimes Christians might seem obsessed with God's laws, but because of the perfect gift of Jesus, we are redeemed from our inability to live up to the expectations of God's laws. And this is why Christmas is such good news. Jesus came to redeem those of us who were under the law and under the curse of sin. Jesus bore in his body the penalty for sin that was for us. And the second purpose was to be given the opportunity to be adopted as a child of the King. So for those of us without family, Jesus came to earth so that we can become part of God's family. Put it another way, Jesus was sent by the Father from heaven to earth, not just sent as a representative to speak on God's behalf, but actually God in the flesh on earth. And so through God's Spirit, we don't need to be spiritual slaves. We can now live our lives as God's child and heir with an internal inheritance that comes from Jesus. The timing of Jesus coming to earth was perfect. It was the perfect execution of God's salvation plan for a world that has a definite need. The world, even as we only think back over the last couple of weeks in Australia, you know, desperately needs a replacement part to our spiritual engine. You see, if our lives were perfect, then Jesus coming as a baby would not be needed. If someone else could fix our lives, then Jesus coming as a baby would have been unnecessary. No, what makes Jesus coming to earth from heaven a perfect gift is its impeccable timing, and it's exactly what we need in our hour of need. As the Apostle Paul writes elsewhere, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It was encouraging to see Australia pour out its gratitude for the sacrifice that Ahmed made at Bondi. He was there just at the right time to protect innocent lives. But how much more should we be grateful for Jesus, who demonstrates his love for us, who at just the right time, God the Father sent Jesus to save us. And today, this morning, we can accept this gift. God is willing to send the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, that we might also call out to God, our Father, and receive the inheritance he wants us to have. So I'm standing here today like that mechanic who met us in our time of need to tell you that I have on my shelf, spiritually from God, exactly what you need. So this Christmas, if you haven't already accepted Jesus, then right now is the right time, the best time to give your life to Jesus. If this Christmas you want to receive the perfectly timed gift, then I encourage you to come up afterwards for prayer after the service and ask how you might accept this gift. Sorry, Christmas lunch can wait. Sorry, family, this is really important. And if you're interested in exploring more about Jesus and what he has to offer your life, then I encourage you to consider joining our Alpha course in April in the new year, where you can explore questions about faith and to discover this perfect gift. So please think about this as our wonderful orchestra now brings us the musical item for Unto Us.